With Lookbeat, I'm Don Swain. Paul Monette sees himself as a writer of love stories. In his recent novel, Afterlife, Monette's gay characters share many of the same dreams and fears as people in the straight world. But their lives have been overwhelmed by AIDS. The three main characters in the book have all lost their lovers to AIDS and are themselves dying of the disease. In 1988, Paul Monette published Borrowed Time, a memoir about his lover Roger's futile battle with AIDS.
He had been ill for 20 terrible months. Borrowed Time is a kind of chronicle of those 20 months.
Paul Monette says that in Borrowed Time, he also tried to address the plague of fear and intolerance aimed at AIDS victims.
It was certainly what I did with my grief. The last 50 or 60 pages was like dying all over again or watching Roger die all over again.
After Roger died, Paul Monette was sure he would be next, for he too had the disease, and he rushed to tell Roger's story.
I would get up in the morning and I would write it all day long, and when I went to bed at night, I would have to have a sense in my mind that wherever I had gotten to at that point might be the last point it would ever get to, because I could wake up in the next morning with a hammering headache and that would be a lymphoma and I would be gone in a week.
That was in 1985, and thanks to an antiviral drug, Paul Monette survives to chronicle the AIDS generation. For Monette, Borrowed Time was a crossover book.
A lot of straight people read it. A lot of mothers and sisters and brothers and children and students of people who died of AIDS read that book and wrote to me. I mean, I got hundreds of letters.
Borrowed Time is now an Avon paperback. Crown published his moving, often funny, sometimes angry novel of three AIDS widowers, Afterlife. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. In his novel, Afterlife, Paul Monette tells the story of three gay men who see the AIDS Holocaust from different perspectives.
I consciously chose to tell the story of three different men, all AIDS widowers, all people who had lost their lovers to AIDS in the previous year.
One man is in denial and leads a life of compulsive sexuality. Another becomes an AIDS terrorist because of his rage. A third is yearning for another connection and intimacy.
It's a complicated love story because everyone in Afterlife is ticking. Everyone is seropositive to the virus, and everyone is constantly opening their pill timers and taking their antiviral drugs.
While death constantly overshadows the people in Afterlife, Paul Monette's novel is touching and often funny, while the explicit gay sex scenes may shock some readers.
Straight readers, male and female, have a certain amount of discomfort with the openness of the sexuality in my novels, but I think discomfort can teach us a good deal.
The key people in Paul Monette's life have died of AIDS.
I know 100 to 150 people who have died, and I probably know another 100 to 200 people struggling with HIV at one level or another.
Paul Monette also has the disease.
One of the things that my grief left me with was a strong sense of wanting whatever life is left to me to mean something. Writing is the best way I can try to mean something.
Crown published Paul Monette's novel of love, sex, and death, Afterlife. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.
The literature that we are making as gay and lesbian people will, I hope, teach gay and lesbian people more of who they are.
That's writer Paul Monette, author of Borrowed Time and Afterlife, who says he's concerned about the MTV generation of non-readers among gays.
I especially feel that gay and lesbian people have to be able to read about themselves when they get into their 20s, because they've spent the whole first 20 years of their lives having no positive role models and no images and no history given to them.
Paul Monette sees himself as a sort of AIDS historian who says there's a parallel between homophobia and racism, and that there's a feeling among some that gays are getting what they deserve.
There are a lot of people out there who feel that AIDS is the solution. There's no need to come up with a solution if AIDS is the solution. Those people are clearly not going to read my books.
Paul Monette was tested positive for AIDS in 1985. He believes much more can be done to counter the disease.
We're still fighting for antiviral medication to be released to us and for the research to be done. One of the stories that hasn't been told about AZT, a drug that has kept me going for the last 2 years, is that it really stops working after a while. After 2 years or 2.5 years, the virus mutates. Something happens.
Paul Monette's story of his lover's death, Borrowed Time, is now an Avon paperback. Crown published Afterlife, his novel of three gay men and their sense of loss as the result of AIDS. Don Swaim, News 88. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.